All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's continue. So we are picking up on page Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet. Let's actually pick up Lamed Gimel by the beginning of paragraph Dalet. So page Lamed Gimel in this edition, paragraph Dalet on the bottom. So the Kasher Yikabal Adam Es Musar Hashem, the Yitib Drachu V'Ma'alov. So remember again, all of this was still in the Derech HaRishon, was still in this Shara Sheni of the Shari Tshuva. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about the idea that when a person finds himself beset by suffering or in the midst of difficulties, he should use that ultimately as a catalyst to do tshuva, as a catalyst to introspect, as a recognition that when difficult things occur, lav davka, that they're a punishment for one's actions, but they absolutely are a call to action, or a call to wake up, or a call to introspect. When a person accepts the Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and improves his ways, a person should rejoice. It's a very strong wording. A person should rejoice in his afflictions, in his suffering. Because ultimately, it's through that suffering and through those difficulties that a person is able to accomplish great things. And a person should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for his challenges, as he does with all of his successes. Shene'emar, Kos Yeshuos Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. Vene'emar, page Lamed Dalet, Saron Viagon Emza, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. So this is an incredible idea. The same way that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our successes, because you recognize that our successes help to make us who we are, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our challenges and setbacks. Because it's those challenges and setbacks that forge our personality and help us to become the people we need to be. So too Chazal said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kozman sha'adam sharoi b'shalva, as long as a person is living in tranquility, Ein miskaper lo me'avonov suklum. This is a very profound statement. That as long as a person is living in tranquility, he is unable to atone for his sins at all. What does that mean? That where there's tranquility, there's no yisurin. There's no challenges, no difficulties. Where there are no difficulties or challenges, remember again, we saw yesterday that yisurin, or suffering, challenges, difficulties, do two things. Number one, they purge sin. Just the process, by definition, of suffering takes away from my averos. And number two, it's a wake-up call to change. It's a wake-up call to action. It's a wake-up call to introspect. So the Gemara says something so amazing. You know, all of us, what we yearn for more than anything is tranquility. Meaning, no one wakes up today, no one wakes up and says, oh, I hope today is filled with challenges so I can go ahead and purge my sins and go ahead and introspect. We yearn for tranquility. Yet the Shari Tshuva says, to just understand, as tempting as tranquility is, when a person is immersed, when a person lives in tranquility, literally his sins are not atoned for. Now remember, that's true on two levels. A, that the act of suffering doesn't take away any of the sins, and or to say the lack of suffering removes no sin. That's number one. But number two is, without suffering, most of us, without challenge, when I say suffering, suffering is an extreme word. Yisrim doesn't just have to mean suffering. Yisrim means challenges. Without challenges, often there's no catalyst for introspection. There's no catalyst for growth. There's no catalyst for reflection. Sometimes it's only through our life challenges that we become endeared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shene Emar, Ki es asher yahav Hashem yochiach, uka'av ha'es ben yirtzeh. Sometimes those who the Ribono Shel Olam loves, he rebukes, like a father to his son, he will become beloved. Perush, as ben yirtzeh Hashem, eis asher ochiach v'kibel musoro. Like a father will love Hashem, excuse me, like a father will love us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will love us. And sometimes, and I know often we have difficulty accepting this reality, but sometimes the manifestation of divine love comes through difficulty, comes through challenges, comes through those yisurim. And sometimes the greatest display of love that a son could show for his father is his willingness to accept and to actualize his father's rebuke. Sometimes in life, the greatest love we can show for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the acceptance and the growth from his rebuke as well. וכאב יוכיח הסבן אשר ירצה בו, ואין מוכיח הסבנים שהוא נואש מהם, ויודע שלא יועיל למתוכחוס. Well, so it's another very profound yisod. It's important to understand, a father only chastises his son when a father thinks that the rebuke will have an impact on the child. Right? Remember, if a parent does not feel, and there come points like this where parents stop trying to go ahead and rebuke their kids. I don't mean rebuke, remember, rebuke also has a negative connotation, like yelling. I don't mean like that, meaning parental instruction, constructive feedback, but sometimes difficult things to say. So there will be times when parents will go ahead and stop rebuking their children because they realize the words are falling short. The kid is not listening, and the truth is, it's causing more harm than good. So says the Shai Tshuva something, it's beautiful, but it's heartbreaking. He says that a father only rebukes children whom he hasn't given up hope on. So ultimately, again, if the Ribono Shel Olam, or when the Ribono Shel Olam, quote unquote, rebukes us, when he visits upon us suffering, when he visits upon us difficulties, that sometimes is the greatest display that he believes in us. Because if he were not to believe in us, he wouldn't give us the challenges. Because the challenges are not there to chas v'shalom punish us. The challenges are there, again, as the catalyst for introspection, the catalyst for growth, the catalyst ultimately, again, to become something bigger and better. And if he didn't care about us, he wouldn't give us the challenges. He says, and therefore, again, our great challenge in life, and this really, I think, is one of the greatest challenges, is to be able to see all of this in our suffering. You know, meaning this is all nice to learn, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and it's uplifting, and it's incredible. The challenge, of course, is when a person is in the midst of their life difficulties to actually believe these things, right? To actually go ahead and really, really internalize these ideas. And ultimately, the Pasuk says about those who suffer but do not see the deeper meaning in it. This is amazing. The Pasuk in Hosea says, Ribbono Shel Olam says, I am redeeming them. Through their suffering, I am redeeming them, and they just speak negatively about me. And Ribbono Shel Olam says, I went ahead and I strengthened them through the suffering. And they think that I am just visiting evil upon them. And Amar, Vanochi Tirgalti Lefraim Kicham Azrasam Poloyadu Kirifasim. This is an incredible, incredible Yisod. The Ribbono Shel Olam says the people don't understand that with all of the challenges, all of the difficulties, those are there. Those are there as a sign of my love. Those are there ultimately, again, as a sign that I believe in them, that I haven't given up hope on them. And meanwhile, sometimes we just lose ourselves in our suffering. We just lose ourselves in the sadness. We lose ourselves in the difficulty. Just feeling so overwhelmed by the whys that we don't use the koach properly to figure out the what. What am I supposed to do with this situation? How can I grow from this situation? How can I mechazik myself as a result of the situation? But that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam goes ahead and visits these difficulties upon me. Let's begin paragraph A. V'yesh al haboteach b'Hashem lahochel b'ma'ov tzukasom. Both said this is another very profound statement. He who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be a person. Lahochel b'ma'ov tzukasom means to have hope even in the midst of darkness. Let's say it's an incredible yisod that sometimes when a person is enveloped and a person finds themselves in the midst of suffering, in the midst of difficulty, yisurin, a person loses their hope, a person loses their optimism. The job of a Jew, says the Shari Tshuva, is that with true bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the midst of the worst yisurin, a person has to have incredible hope, optimism. It's hope and optimism, even in the midst of all the darkness. Ki yihyeh hachoshech siba sa'ora. The statement is very profound, that a person has to realize that sometimes the darkness, sibas literally means the reason, but over here it often means the precursor, that, you know, but before, you know, that it's always darkest before the dawn, that the darkness always is what comes before the light. Meaning that wherever there is darkness, one thing you could be sure of, which is what? There is light to follow. Kimo shakasov, atismichi oyavteli, kinafalti kamti, ke'eshev b'choshech, Hashem or li. As the Pasuk says, Atis Michel Yaftali, don't rejoice over me, those who are my enemies. Kinafalti, because even though I fell, Kamti, I got up. Keishav Bachoshech, because when I sit in the darkness, Hashem Arli, the Ribon Shalom, is my light. And again, Chazal in the Medrash have a beautiful interpretation. What does this mean? Kinafalti kamti, I fell down and I got up. Ilmale nafalti lo kamti. This is a very profound statement. Had I not fallen down, I would not have gotten up. Sometimes this goes with the Shai Tshuva saying that sometimes the very catalyst for growth are the things that bring us down. Sometimes the very catalyst for growth are the things ultimately, again, that just kind of lay us flat on our back because we're so overwhelmed by the enormity of our circumstances. Ki nafalti kamti, ilu lo nafalti, had I not fallen, I would not have gotten up. Well, said, with the incredible Yisod, the Shai Tshuva saying is that the way man is, for whatever the reason, is that often we don't grow and we don't self-actualize without a catalyst, without something pushing us. And sometimes the greatest push in life, the reality is, doesn't come from our brachas. It's a sad reality. It shouldn't be like that, but it's true. The greatest push in life do not come from our brachas. Most people, when they're having wonderful blessings in life, don't wake up one day and say, you know what? What could I do more? What could I be more? Well, unfortunately, human nature is often the opposite. The more bracha we have, often the more complacent we have. That's the power of Yisurim. The power of suffering, the power of difficulties, the power of tragedy, the power of setback, is that it is the greatest catalyst for growth. It's the greatest catalyst for self-introspection. And that's why, again, in a strange way, what the Shari Tshuva is saying, and it's easy to say but hard to understand, that's why sometimes in the world of Chazal, Yisurim are the greatest manifestation of divine love, because it's the Ribon Shalom telling us that He believes in us to be able to become more. He believes in us in order to be able to self-actualize. And that's Kinafalti Kamti. Ribon Shalom, when I fall down, only because I fall down, that I get back up. Il mali nafalti, if underline this line, il mali nafalti lo kamti, had I not fallen, I would have never gotten back up. Il mali ashafti b'choshech, had I not sat in the darkness, lo haya or li, I would never be able to find the light. We'll say this, says the Shari Tshuva, is the great power of Yisurim, the great power of suffering, the great power of tragedy. It's important to understand that, and how unfortunate li halocha lemaisa this is for us now. You know, let's say, the Ribon Shalom doesn't visit tragedy upon us in order to say, oh, Nebuch. Doesn't visit tragedy upon us just simply to go ahead and say Tehillim. And doesn't visit tragedy upon us just simply to break our hearts. Ribon Shalom visits tragedy upon us as a catalyst for growth. What the reasons are, we never know. That's up to Ribon Shalom. But we know what He wants us to do with it. We know that He wants us to ki nafalti kamti. We know that when we feel so pushed down, what the Ribon Shalom wants more than anything is for us to get back up. When we feel so broken, what the Ribon Shalom wants us more than anything is to repair ourselves and to repair our world. The why we never know. But Ribon Shalom asks us through the Yisurim to figure out how to maximize the what. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Pick up in the middle of paragraph Hamir Tashem tomorrow.